Hello! Are you willing to start a new adventure with A Word is Worth a Thousand Images? If your answer is why not, keep tuned to Radio Chinchilla for the next 20 minutes. Forget about all your worries and enjoy with the English section the students and teachers of the Escuela Oficial de Idiomas have prepared exclusively for you. Today, Eva Martínez, Francisco Javier Picazo, and Imanol Briongos, second course of intermediate level, and Marta Fernández, first course advanced level, will tell about the Oscars, one of the most important events of the year for movie lovers. After that, two vibrant issues, how to get a job and smoking banning. Firstly, Esperanza Santiago, business English student, will give top interview tips in order to get a job. Secondly, Eva will offer to all our listeners 10 quick tips to help you quit smoking. Get hooked on English and see you next month. Bye! Bonjour et merci à mes copains de français. Le temps de la langue anglaise est arrivé. Bienvenue and welcome to our dear listeners with Petula Clark and Hello Dolly.
It's again the time of the year when Hollywood celebrates its biggest night. This year, the 83rd Academy Awards live ceremony will take place on February the 27th, co-hosted by Anne Hathaway and James Franco. The King's Speech leads the pact with 12 Academy Awards nominations, with True Grit following closely with 10 nods, while Inception and The Social Network each scored 8 nominations. The movies up for Best Picture are
Inception is a psychological sci-fi action film about a thief who possesses the power to enter into the dreams of others. He doesn't steal things, he steals ideas.
Black Swan. Nina Sawyer's Natalie Portman is a ballerina who hopes for the lead role, that of the Swan Queen in her company's production of Swan Lake. She has much competition, but she convinces artistic director Thomas that she can play this part. The film follows her on this journey, one of self-discovery and much more.
In The Fighter, two brothers struggle with personal challenges and the complexity of their own relationship as they pursue a shared dream of greatness in the boxing ring.
In The Guitar Right, a lesbian couple is about to send their daughter Johnny off to college when her younger brother Laser asks for her help in tracking down his biological father.
The King's Speech is the story of King George VI, plagued since childhood by a paralyzing stammer. He has given up hope of finding a cure for his impediment.
127 Hours adapts the true life story of climber Aaron Ralston. When he sets off on a solitary outing, he finds himself without hope of rescue after losing an arm to a fallen rock.
In The Social Network, Harvard undergraduate Mark Zuckerberg develops a computer program that will eventually become the phenomenally successful social networking site, Facebook.
In Toy Story 3, as Andy prepares to leave for college, his toys face an uncertain future, now that the little boy who played with them is growing up.
True Grit is the story of Matty Ross, a determined 14-year-old girl who hires the meanest lawman she can find, a hard-drinking U.S. Marshal named Rooster Cobble, to pursue her father's killer.
And Winterspawn, in which 17-year-old Ree Dolly, with her father absent and her mother suffering from crippling depression, struggles to provide for her family in the poverty-stricken rural Ozarks.
The nominees for Best Original Song this year are Coming Home from Country Strong, If I Rise from 127 Hours, I See the Light from Tangled. If she's here, it's crystal clear, I'm where I'm meant to go. At last I see the light, and it's like the fog is lifted. And at last I see the light. And We Belong Together from Toy Story 3. It's sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I just can't take when you're apart. We belong together. We belong together. Yes, we do. You'll be mine.
Unfortunately, this year there are no Spanish movies among the nominees for Best Foreign Language Film. However, Javier Bardem has been nominated a third time for Best Leading Actor for the film Beautiful, in which he plays a criminal in Barcelona's underground. In 2008, he won the Oscar for Best Actor in a Supporting Role thanks to his role in the film No Country for Old Men. The other nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role this year are
Jeff Bridges for True Grit, where he plays a hard-drinking U.S. Marshal who is hired by a young girl to find her father's killer. This is the sixth Academy Award nomination for this actor, who won Actor in a Leading Role last year for her performance in Crazy Heart.
Colin Firth plays King George VI, the British monarch who seeks help from a speech Therapist in The King's Speech. This is the second Academy Award nomination for Colin Firth, who was previously nominated in 2010 as Best Actor in a Leading Role for a Single Man.
Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network is his first Academy Award nomination for his role as a young man whose computer expertise far outweighs his social skills.
And James Franco for 127 Hours, where he portrays a lone hiker who becomes trapped when his arm is pinned by a boulder. This is also the first Academy Award nomination for him.
The nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role are Annette Bening for The Kids Are Alright, where she plays Nick, a successful doctor who has raised two children with her female partner and must confront problems that arise when they seek out their biological father. This is the fourth Academy Award nomination for her.
Nicole Kidman for Rabbit Hole, where she plays Becca, a woman who is drifting apart from her husband following the death of their child. This is the third Academy Award nomination for Nicole Kidman. She won the Oscar for Actress in a Leading Role for The Hours.
20-year-old Jennifer Lawrence for Winter's Bone, where she portrays a 17-year-old girl in the rural Ozark who searches for her missing father. This is the first Academy Award nomination for Jennifer Lawrence.
Natalie Portman for Black Swan, the story of a young ballerina whose precarious mental state begins to disintegrate when she is cast in the role of the Swan Queen. This is the second Academy Award nomination for Natalie Portman.
And Michelle Williams, who plays a young wife and mother whose marriage to a man she once loved deeply is now failing, in Blue Valentine. This is the second Academy Award nomination for Michelle Williams, who was nominated as Best Actress in a supporting role for Brokeback Mountain. There are many other categories and nominees, but we don't have time for all of them here. Do you have any predictions on who is going to walk home with the famous statue this year? Keep updated on www.oscar.go.com.
Top interview tips. These top interview tips will help you cover everything you need to know to successfully ace a job interview. From checking out the company to sending an interview thank you note, these job interview tips cover all the basics needed for interviewing success.
Check out the company. How much do you know about the company that has contacted you to schedule an interview? It should be plenty, and all the information you need is available online.
Use your contacts. Who you know at the company you're interviewing with really does matter.
Practice interviewing. Taking the time to review typical interview questions you will probably be asked during a job interview will help give you a framework for your responses and will help calm your phrasal nerves, because you won't be scrambling for an answer while you are in the interview hot seat. Practice interviewing with a friend or family members ahead of time, and it will be much easier when you're actually in a job interview.
Improve your interview technique. A job interview gives you a chance to shine. What you say and what you do is going to either move you to the next round of consideration for employment or knock you out of contention.
Dress for interview success. The first impression you make on a potential employer can make a big difference. The first judgment an interviewer makes is going to be based on how you look and what you're wearing. That's why it's always important to dress professionally for a job interview.
Handle a group interview. Interviewing with one person is tough enough, but it's even harder when you have to interview with a group or panel of interviewers.
interview while dining. Taking you to breakfast, lunch or dinner provides the interviewer with a chance to check out your communication and interpersonal skills, as well as your table manners in a more casual environment than an office setting.
Prepare for a fun interview. While you're actively job searching, it's important to be prepared for a fun interview on a moment's notice. You never know when a recruiter or a networking contact might call and ask if you have a few minutes to talk.
Take the time to say thank you. Taking the time to say thank you after a job interview not only is good interview etiquette, it reinforces your interest in the position. Use your thank you letter as well to address any issues and concerns that came up during the interview.
Ten quick tips to help you quit smoking. Number one, believe in yourself. Believe that you can quit. Think about some of the most difficult things you have done in your life and realize that you have the guts and determination to quit smoking. It's up to you. Number two, after reading this list, sit down and write your own list customized to your personality and way of doing things. Create your own plan for quitting. Number three, write down why you want to quit, the benefits of quitting. Live longer, feel better for your family, save money, smell better, find a mate more easily, etc. You know what's bad about smoking and you know what you'll get by quitting. Put it on paper and read it daily. Number four, ask your family and friends to support your decision to quit. Ask them to be completely supportive and non-judgmental. Let them now, ahead of time, that you will probably be irritable and even irrational while you withdraw from your smoking habit. Number five, set a quit date. Decide what day you will extinguish your cigarettes forever. Write it down, plan for it, prepare your mind for the first day of the rest of your life. You might even hold a small ceremony when you smoke your last cigarette or on the morning of the quit date. Number six, talk with your doctor about quitting. Support and guidance from a physician is a proven way to better your chances to quit. Number seven, begin an exercise program. Exercise is simply incompatible with smoking. Exercise relieves stress and helps your body recover from years of damage from cigarettes. If necessary, start slow with a short walk once or twice per day. Build up to 30 to 40 minutes of rigorous activity 3 or 4 times per week. Consult your physician before beginning an exercise program. Number 8. Do some deep breathing each day for 3 to 5 minutes. Breathe in through your nose very slowly. Hold the breath for a few seconds and exhale very slowly through your mouth. Try doing your breathing with your eyes closed and go to step 9. Number 9. Visualize your way to becoming a non-smoker. While doing your deep breathing, step 8, you can close your eyes and begin to imagine yourself as a non-smoker. See yourself enjoying your exercise in step 7. See yourself turning down a cigarette that someone offers you. See yourself throwing all your cigarettes away and winning a gold medal for doing so. Develop your own creative visualizations. Visualization works. Number 10. Cut back on cigarettes gradually. If you cut back gradually, be sure to set a quit date on which you will quit. Ways to cut back gradually include: plan how many cigarettes you will smoke each day until your quit date, making the number you smoke smaller each day, buy only one pack at a time, change brands so you don't enjoy smoking as much, give your cigarettes to someone else so that you have to ask for them each time you want to smoke.
Okay, I hope you like it. Happiness for you all. Bye.